Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. In the spring of 1930, we're not exactly sure when, but it could have been around late March, two women made the trip up to Grafton, Wisconsin to make records for Paramount. The story of who they were and where they came from wouldn't be known for the better part of a century.
The last kind word I hear my dad say, Lord, the last kind word I hear my daddy say.
Their names were Lily Mae Wiley, also known as Geeshy, and her partner, L.V. Thomas, who Paramount billed as L.V. They both played guitar, and after recording at least a dozen titles, only six of which were ever issued, they disappeared. Long baffling researchers, who assumed they'd come from Mississippi and could find no trace of them.
My mother told me just before she died.
As it turns out, it was a crackerjack detective, Mac McCormick, who'd found LV in 1961, quietly living in Houston, where she'd grown up. She didn't sing blues anymore, having joined the church in the late 30s. Still, though, McCormick was able to gather a few details about her life, took some notes, and then filed the material away in his archive.
But I did not listen to what my mother said. But I did not listen to what my mother said. That's the reason why I'm sitting here today.
Slightly more than 84 years after Wiley and Thomas made their trek north to Wisconsin, their story would finally be told, in no less of a place than the New York Times. Today, their handful of recordings are considered priceless treasures. A peculiar kind of immortality, you might say, even if for many years, no one knew who they were. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited, here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson.
What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean, I see after I've lost the sea.